We just would like to confirm one point before we start, is that according to Rule 70, all meetings are open to the public unless the committee resolves otherwise. And in dealing with the positions that we have to fill on the vacancies on the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Racing and Gambling Board, I would like to propose that we apply Rule 70 in terms of having the meeting in camera for the briefing because of the sensitive information, and then we can decide on the next part of the process. Member Ace?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I think you captured the part where we get the information from KPMG. I think, yes, let's close that section. But you see, this is such an important committee and board that once we have the interviews itself with them, I believe we will have to open that part of our interviews, because we'll have to be transparent in terms of appointment of people on the board.
Yeah, I just want to know, thanks, we need to check what our record is on previous, so that we don't, you know, chop and change or set new presidents. What is our record, Ricardo?
Thank you, Chair. I'm just, although, of course, we for transparency, but my concern is if, because some of these questions are standard questions. So candidate number 4 at 11 o'clock, see the interview questions of candidate number 1 at 9 o'clock will receive, the candidate will be slightly more advantage, and I wouldn't like anyone to be prejudiced or advantage in this process. That's the reason I would recommend, to in fairness to all the candidates, that this committee in a candidate.
I note your point, but I think the most part of the part that we need to consider is that we will receive sensitive information, which we agree. But I think when we receive information, we will then know what to do, how sensitive it is, and whether we should ask follow-up and questions for clarity, you know, out of what we've heard when we are briefed. And that information could also be seen as sensitive, members. So let us complete this process, and then let's then decide at that point, after being briefed, how we want to move forward, Member Ricardo. Okay. So I'm not saying no or yes, I'm just saying let's deal with it when we get there, after the briefing. Before we have the interviews, we then decide whether it's going to be open or closed based on the information. All right, thank you. I'm going to ask, I think according to our program, we must just give Treasury the opportunity to brief us leading up to the interviews, the reasons for the vacancies, and other information that they need to just need to inform us.
Thank you very much, Chair, and also good morning to the committee members. I'm going to take you through a quick briefing. The board currently has 7 members. The reason for the vacancy is that the membership for 2 of the board members will expire, and I'll go through that detail. That's the membership of Mr. Lekay. That will expire on the 10th of March.
I'm sorry, can I just, before we start, just want to make sure that this part is in camera. Can I just make sure that our staff is aware in terms of managing the IT and all that? Is it okay? Can we go in? Are we covered? It's off. Switch off. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So it's the membership of Mr. Lekay that expires on the 10th of March this year, and then also the membership of the current chairperson, Mr. Arendser, that will expire on the 11th of February. We have started with the advertisement process quite early, Chair, and as you're well aware, it takes about 6 months more or less from the start to the end with any advertisement process. So we're currently trying to fill those positions, and then maybe just also to add that most of the other positions on the board will expire in March 2019, and the last one will expire in May 2020. Just from a representative perspective, the board has got only 2 females currently on the board, and there are 5 males on the board, 1 Indian, 1 white, and the rest of the members are colored and African. There are 2 African members, 1 male, 1 female, and then from a representative perspective, colored males, there are 2 males and 1 female. Also, maybe just a note for the committee, that the 2 members are both colored males, and they have financial governance and also experience in relation to, you know, previous board representation. So from a criteria perspective, we've actually looked...
Just to get clarity on the composition of the males again, please, the race.
The males, there are two colored males, one Indian male, one African male, one African female, one white male, and one colored female. Oh, it's off. And one colored female. Oh, I can maybe just go in a little bit of that, into that. In terms of the law is quite explicit. The law actually says that, you know, we must try and fill the board with people that's got appropriate experience, but also you need to be sensitive from a representation perspective. So, in fact, the current combination of the board is more or less a reflection of the current population dynamics that one finds in the province, and obviously even in our criteria that we've applied for shortlisting, we've actually done exactly that. So from a shortlisting perspective, what we've done is we've looked at people's contribution that they could make to the institution and also the current skills gap. So we looked at people that's got either legal, finance, community services, HR and governance experience, and that we've given them credit for that. Also, we've given people credit for previous board experience. Then what we've also done is, given the dynamics, because we're going to lose potentially lose two colored males, we've also looked at the gender representativity at the moment, and also if those two people need to be replaced, what would be the ideal gender representation. And then what we've also done is we've also looked at the population group representation in terms of the color, the various colors between black, African, and also Indian, and also white. And then from a qualification perspective, Chair, we've also given the members credit for having either a 3-year or more qualification. So we've covered the broad area in terms of looking at all the candidates, and in that process we have allocated scores. We provided information to the committee, and given the number of applicants, I think we received 31 applications, we've shortlisted the candidates that scored 5 and 4 in terms of that criteria, because otherwise this committee would have sat with probably double the amount of candidates. So at the moment, I think there are 9 candidates that's been shortlisted. As I've indicated, they will cover a broad range of skills, the current gaps that we need to deal with the board. We believe that they have the requisite experience, combination of experience, because one also needs to take into account who is currently on the board and how many people is on the board and how long have they served on the board. And then also from a race representation perspective, we believe that they would augment the one requirement in the law of, you know, the board needs to be racially representative. And then also from a gender perspective, and as I've indicated, they are all qualified. So, Chair, that's more or less what we've done from our side. And as I've indicated to you on the outside, when we were on the outside, is that obviously it's now for the committee to consider these candidates, and the committee can then make a decision after you've actually interviewed all the candidates. What we've also done, as in the past, KPMG has been responsible for the probity investigations, and maybe I should just touch quickly on it, Chair, in terms of the timelines. We met with KPMG, in fact the executives in charge of the Western Cape branch, it was around November, given all the noise and the media reports, etc., that we received or that we've read in the media. And we effectively questioned KPMG on the ability to do this work. You know, it's more from, I think, an integrity perspective. They have replied and given us a letter, and I think I have responded to it because there was also a parliamentary question on it, in terms of the governance arrangements that KPMG has put in place to deal with some of these reports on the outside. So we were quite satisfied, you know, that there's nothing untoward in terms of our process, and the process that they've been doing for the last couple of years, you know, have been set out, and they're following that diligently. So, Chair, that's more or less from our side. Maybe just also to note that we've received nominations from 251 applicants but normally not all those applicants would actually apply for a position. So Chair, from our side, is Claire will be here for the entire time. I will just need to see to some budget stuff, but as I've indicated to you, I will come back at the end for the last part on the deliberations. If there's any questions that the committee may have on particular candidates or in terms of the composition of the board, and more particularly on how to deal with the next steps. Thank you.
Questions? Member Ace and Member Ricardo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a question to get clarity up front. Those two serving members, are they allowed to continue after the interviews, and what is the act saying around that? I'm referring to Arendse and Lakai.
Chair, they are continue. They are allowed to continue, and they will continue until the term comes to an end. Obviously, if the committee recommends either any of them, then we will have to go back to the executive, and then the executive will obviously appoint them, you know, for the new term. But they will be able to continue as board members until the 10th of March. That's now Mr. Lakai, and Mr. Arendse will be able to continue until the 11th of February.
That's not my question. My question is re-election. And how many terms are you allowed to be re-elected, and how many terms did they serve at this stage already, the two of them?
There's no particular, there's no prohibition on the number of terms that they can serve, but both candidates are currently in their first term.
Thank you, Member
Ricardo. Yes. Thank you, Chair. I'll cover the first question by Member Ace. And the second question is, the two members whose terms are expiring in February and March respectively, which committees or what level of expertise? I know the one was CA. So which committees do they serve? Well, if you can just give us some ideas so one can know what we need to replace them, if we are going to replace them.
Chair, through you, both candidates have got finance experience. In fact, Mr. Arendse is a chartered accountant. Yeah. I mean, also worked previously in the Treasury. He's retired now. So he's got a finance experience, and one can even, you know, add to that governance and board experience, because obviously he sits on other boards, and given, you know, the fact that he's a chartered accountant, he's also been responsible for the governance space in the Treasury. He's got governance experience. And then Mr. Lakai, as he's also got finance experience, he's got a BCom, and then he's also a registered tax practitioner with SOC. So he's very strong on finance, and he's also very strong on governance. He's also served on previous boards, and including boards that was involved or that's involved in the gambling industry. So he's well versed with the finances and also the gambling related issues. I think both candidates, and I mean, I must just double check, serve on the finance committee, and but I know Mr. Lakai is the chair of the casino committee, and obviously Mr. Arendse is the chairperson of the board. And I think Mr. Arendse also served on the finance committee, and he's also involved in the audit committee. But I mean, I can double check on that one. But they finance, governance, and so that is the skill that's currently being used, or well, they're applying this that skill currently in the board.
For the record, would you like to know your colleague that came in and welcome?
Thank you.
For the record, I think it's your name
Marcia.
For the record.
Marcia Coulson from Treasury.
Thank you very much, and welcome. Ricardo?
Just a final question. Do you by any chance have an idea, and I don't expect the right number, the exact number, in terms of the current board members, let's assume, that let's put the two retiring aside, the five remaining board members, what is the years of experience in terms of experience on the board? Collectively, some serving second term, third term. Just get an idea. I don't expect you to know the exact numbers, but you want to get an idea. Yeah. Thanks.
Chair, in fact, all the board members are in their second term, but at various stages. Okay, and I'll quickly run through the names. I mean, Ms. Kantana, she's been on the board now. In fact, this is going to be her second year. Next month will be her second year. But I mean, she comes, she's got a master's in business leadership, so it's an MBA. She's also got she comes from an education background, and she's very strong, you know, in the public sector. In fact, she's, oh, you don't want everything. Okay.
So all of them are in the second term?
No, no, all of them are in their first term, but at various stages. So Kantana is in the second year of the first term. Basaday is also in the second year of his first term. Fuchs is also in the Dr. Fuchs is in the second year of his first term. And Ms. Faku is also in the second year of his first term. The member may recall those four members were appointed more or less at the same time. And then Ms. Fani was the one that was appointed about more or less, it was the last term, it was more or less about a year ago. So she's been on the board almost, she's going close to a year, so it's about 10 months more or less. And Mr. Arons, as I've indicated, is at the end of his first term, and also Mr. Lekay at the end of his first term.
Last question, you gave us a document with a shortlist and then also another 20 names just followed on that. And in that next 10, 15, I see there's names with a column where members do have board experience, but they've not been shortlisted. Just guide us on that, please.
Chair, no.
Name is different with the first, the nine that you have recommended, except that we diversity and so on,
they
have to include members that have no experience,
yes,
but those who are experienced, four
of them
are not
shortlisted. Yeah. So, that is correct. I need to state to the committee that having prior board experience is only but one of the criteria. The criteria is a combination of criteria. It deals with trying to fill the current skills gap. Now, if the current skills gap is finance, I mean, if you don't have prior board experience, but let's say you're a chartered accountant, you are able to fill that kind of skills gap. So I want to put it on record that having prior board experience was only but one of the criteria. Then there was also the issue of the gender representation, population group representativity, and also qualification. So we have given, as part of the criteria, we have given people that has got prior board experience credit in relation to the total score sheet. But one must understand that at the end of the day, if you look at all the criteria, you get to a total, and then the people that scored the highest on that total have been recommended, because the board requires a combination of skills, a combination of people having lots of experience from a board perspective, and also a combination of people having other experience that would complement what the board needs to do. So it's been part of the criteria. We didn't disregard any person, you know, that had or let's call it that had prior board experience. Maybe those people have not scored high in the other criteria that made up the whole.
Thank you very much. I think the questions we will after our briefing with KPGM, we will then just before we call the candidate and just deal with the questions as to more as what type of questions we're going to ask based on the guide that we received. We'll do that later. Thank you very much. I just would like to thank. So we can move on to the briefing. I just would like to ask Mr. Chingoli, am I right? Pronouncing it right? Just for this part to be excused. The briefing, if we will receive the confidential briefing, and then we will decide afterwards how we're going to move forward. We'll let you know if you don't mind. Thanks.